one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
It is Boardroom 101 with Hixonia Nyasulu, and I'm very happy that I get to be sitting across from Hixonia today. And I'm going to go straight into it, Hixonia, because I saw this question and I thought, sheesh, I don't know one person in a corporate environment who doesn't maybe struggle a little bit at some level with this.
Right.
So most people struggle with change, personal life, work life specifically. So what is the best way, do you think, to deal with large changes at work?
Right. I think the first thing that people have to understand, Kerry, is you can't avoid change.
Mm.
But also it's to understand why the change happens. Because, you know, companies don't really wake up one morning and think, we're bored with this strategy, let's change it. When they have to change things, it's because they are forced by circumstances. And so, you know, it is the responsibility of leadership to always be alive to those circumstances that require change. So change is going to happen whether we like it or not.
If I may just jump in here, I've never been in a managerial position.
Right.
So do you think that it is a manager's job or a top line job to keep the folk on the ground informed throughout
Absolutely.
The stage, or is it really it's okay for us just to hear at the end?
No, that's exactly the point. The best way to manage change is really to share information, because the reason people fear change so much is the mind works in overdrive, because you would have to be dead not to sense that things are happening in the company.
And work as a relationship.
But for starters, we all have meeting rooms that have glass walls. So suddenly there's so much activity. You're seeing people in meeting rooms.
Yeah.
And so you realize something is happening and people become fearful and stressed because they don't know what that means for them. And we are human beings. So you think for yourself, what does it mean for me?
Definitely.
You know, what does it mean for my job? And so communication is really essential. Management can't communicate until they have all the facts, obviously. So they need to work through a process to understand themselves, what they are facing, but they need to be communicating as quickly as possible.
And if management isn't ready yet to communicate, but from the ground level, I can sense that something's up, is it within my power to request a meeting with my boss and say, I can feel something's happening?
Absolutely. You know, today's work environment is about empowering people. So the boss of yesterday who sat in an ivory tower and was unapproachable is gone.
Mm.
So most people should have a good enough relationship with their next highest superior boss or whatever you call them to be able to say, I'm worried. Mm. Why is the board here in May instead of in June? And you know, with today's social scene anyway, things will start, the room will start to spread. So the sooner you communicate to the people, the better. Now, having heard what is happening, what does it mean for you? And I think the best way to deal with that is, first of all, to educate yourself about what your company is facing. But change is good, generally. Change is good. It's really bad when it's badly managed. And so it's badly managed when people are not being told what is happening and the steps and the processes for how this change is going to be managed are not very clear. People haven't been told very clearly what their roles are going to be going forward. And if their roles are changing, they haven't been told what other roles they have been identified for them.
It's all communication.
So it's really the management of change and the communication around change that makes people, you know, anxious about what is happening. It is always about, how does this impact me?
Yeah, and well, that's the thing. It's a very personal thing.
Yeah,
and
very personal.
No matter who you are, where you are, I think resistance is the enemy of change.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
As you said, you have to go
absolutely.
With it.
And that you've got to go with the flow. And it might not even be the company that has to let you go. Sometimes you've got to realize,
walk away.
This is too big for me. This requires me to think in ways that are going to be very difficult for me. Some people have walked away simply because the digital revolution just requires much more than they can handle. And it's, you know, things are changing too much, too fast for me. I'm going elsewhere. I'm going to write a book and I'm, you know, going to settle down, or I'm going to take early
retirement.
Sounds
like bliss. Sounds like bliss.
Well, the bliss is in actually embracing the new exciting things that are happening about your company and just saying, count me in. Which direction are we going? How can I help? How can I be of assistance? So that's how you manage change, really. And change is something that we should all welcome. And for starters, you cannot stop it. So might as well work with the change and do the best that you can for yourself and for the company you work.
She is the queen of Boardroom 101. Hixonia Nyasulu, thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.